I think this is a fascinating question. As it happens, I picked up a book yesterday to read on the plane, and I've been reading a bit of it today. It used to be a very influential and famous book called Patterns of Culture, you know, by the anthropologist, the famous anthropologist.
Ruth Benedict.
Ruth Benedict, who was, I think, a very fine anthropologist. And she shows in that book quite convincingly how we are the victims, all of us are the victims, or recipients, if not victims, of a culture which conditions everything. I mean, that Guy Douglas, I mean, he's conditioned by being English. He's conditioned by being not American. He's conditioned by being a male and not female, by having a certain religious upbringing, for fundamentalist upbringing, by his genes, his chromosomes, and everything. It's incredibly conditioned, but socially conditioned to the nth degree. And, I mean, all the language I use, all the similes, all the metaphors, it's all imposed on me. How do I preserve any freedom? How can I be free? How can I be free? Freedom. I mean, after all, this enlightenment is sometimes called liberation, which means free. Mm-hmm. And I say, there's only one way that I know of overriding the limitations of our culture. Well, before I talk about my way quickly, I mean, to put it very, very crudely, if I'd been born into one society at a certain time, I would see it would be absolutely obligatory to eat my grandfather. In another one, it would be disapproved of. Well, I mean, the differences between, she points out, the difference between cultures is so amazing. And we just take it all on board when we belong to the culture. We've no option. There's no appeal against it. Not even if you're an anthropologist. I mean, you are imprisoned in your culture, you're imprisoned in the language, you're imprisoned in the sentiments, the feelings, the thoughts, the ideas. The whole thing is very necessary and can be very beautiful and interesting and so on. But let's admit it is no freedom. It's conditioned. Now, what is my freedom? What does it consist of? Now, when I see who I am here, this is free. It is free of words, because it's for actually experiencing, and all the words I've used, as I said at the beginning, kind of froth, aren't they? Conditioning. I mean, all the words mutually conditioning one another. Language is in the service largely of delusion. For instance, it says you and I have got to be face to face, so I hallucinate here in deference to the language. I hallucinate something here to exclude you with. So, what is the appeal? It is to this, and this is essentially for experiencing, is what I am. It's awake, it's got all these characteristics. It's awake, it is boundless, it is clear, it is full of the world, it never moves. And there are a few more, but this is free, because it is the words which I'm using now are not. Everything that gets put out by any of us in terms of words, pictures, metaphors, similes, and so forth, ideas and so forth, all that is deeply, deeply conditioned. But our freedom consists in this one, who is ultimately nameless. And it's our ground. All these are metaphors. All these are provisional, not essential. The essential experience is so simple. So simple is the simplicity itself. Obvious as the Buddha would say. So I suggest we're coming from a place of absolute freedom. This is what we're looking out of, who we really are. We're coming from this place. We don't achieve freedom, we are free. As center. But thank you very, very much for that.